is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth and a quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Son of God, we gather with our heart tonight that you might bring forth your light, Lord. You will give your truth, Jesus. Give your light. You give your truth from on high. You will minister and bring us up, Eater. You will raise us up by your mercy. Oh, you will give us place to commune and add the fellowship with you, Jesus. Show us mercy, Lord. Have mercy upon us. We come under you. We come to receive all from you. We come to receive all from you tonight. That you really give to us that which you alone can give, Lord. Give to us, Lord. Bless us, Jesus. Bless us, our Father. Multiply us within and without, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory to your name, Jesus. I say glory to you, Jesus. Amen, amen.
Amen.
I want to appreciate Jesus for how the Lord has helped us and started with us. We can see that the issue of reigning is very, very key in the heart of God. The issue of reigning is very, very key and paramount in the heart of God. And God really wants his life to reign. Because there's nothing that can bring end to sin and death until when life begins to reign. So life must reign. Because that is only answer to the difficulty that sin and death pose to man. And that is the primary purpose why Jesus, the Son of God, came. To stop the reign of sin and death. And cause life to reign. And the life that God wants to reign is not any other life. At least the life from the beginning should reign. There is a life that is higher than the beginning. But God's expectation is that the life from the beginning should reign. So that life from the beginning, God is interested that it should reign. Because present life that is reigning is the life of the cherubim, fallen cherubim, who sinned from the beginning. So the life that is presently reigning, now that life is called death, but it's a life that is reigning, is a fallen, created beginning life. Because sons of the morning are sons of the beginning. We find that in the book of Job, that the sons of the morning are sons of the beginning. So what became corrupted and what Satan sowed to us as life is this funny beginning life. The highest beginning life. That is what became sin. Because it was a life that became sin. What happened to that life that became sin? That life, it fell. It was a life that fell. Sin is a falling life. It's a greater beginning life that fell. Sin is a beginning life. Sin is a falling beginning life that fell. Sin is life that God created that fell. It fell by the reason of transgression. It was a transgression. What does the Bible mean by that? It means if it's a life, then that life fell or fell short. There's a way God pitched the life. God pitched that life in height. But that life fell as a result of transgression, because every form of life, to the least, has laws. So what happened to that life that there was transgression? The law of that life was transgressed. The owner of that life transgressed the law of that life. So the life of this cherubim called Lucifer, the son of the morning, transgressed that life. He transgressed the law of that life. There are codes that put that life together. There are laws that form, shape, and fashion that life. And so long as those laws are being observed, those laws are being kept, that life will keep shining. In fact, that life is a shining life. It's a life that shines. It's a shining life. It's a life that was shining. Shining is not radiating. Shining means it's a life that has capacity to a level speak so much about God. When you say life is shining, that means it's a life that can speak so much about God. That's what I'm about. When you say shining, shining means it's a life that speaks so much. It can speak so much about God. So it was a beginning life that fell. It was a beginning life that the law of that life was transgressed, was broken to. One of the things about transgression is to expose secrets. Transgression is exposing secrets. So that life is a secret code that Lucifer had. And he exposed it. That life was not meant to be exposed. Or it was not meant to want to find out about it. So that you can manipulate it. Sin, which was a cherubic life in himself, came as a result of transgression. Sin himself does not have strength to reign. If you see a cherubim is not a being that reign. By the reason of their make, they don't reign. They were servants. They were not meant to reign. Because they were designed to fulfill their ministry before they will enter into the joy of their Lord. They need to fulfill their courses. Every angel have their course, C-O-U-R-S-E, that they must run and fulfill their course before you can reign. They have power and they have authority. Like Jude said and Peter said, that angels that are mighty in greater in authority. So they have authority. Just like as a new child of God, you have designated authority. And you have designated power. But that does not mean that you are reigning. Reigning depends on authority and power. So, all angels have authority. 2 Peter 2:11 says, whereas angels who are greater in power and might. Some of us say, authority and might. Some versions say that. So they have authority, but they were not yet permitted to reign. I feel that they attached their time of reigning to when else of salvation started in. If that assignment have not been done, because they are supposed to minister to the rest of our salvation. If the rest of our salvation have not entered into salvation, they will not enter to the season of rain. They won't. So they have authority, they have power, they have might, but they were not reigning because they were servants. Servants are different stratas. And one thing that also make me know that they were not reigning. If Lucifer was reigning, they would not have fallen. Because God's life is reigning. That's why God cannot be tempted. Neither can he tempt any man with evil. So all the angels have authorities. They are might. If they excel in strength of life, but they don't yet have reigning ability. But they can use power. They can use authority. Because God invested power and authority in them. Authority over things that are made. In fact, they are the one that God said everything he created under their hand. But he left man. You know, man is not under angel. Man is not under angel, so you know. Man is not under angel. The being that God put under angels like them. God put every angel under superior angel. But man is not under angel. Just as cherubim, we are the beginning of angelic war. Man was the beginning of Adamic world, which is red hat. So the place that cherubim occupy in the class of angelic order, because principally power and might, they are still angels. Although they don't call it the angels of God. They don't call the angels of God. The beings that they call angels of God are the cherubim, the first class beings. But all of them are still angels. But they call those cherubim, they call it the angels of God. So likewise, man, Adam, is also like another placement of what God did in heaven. God came to us to start a beginning on the earth. Just like he did the beginning of heaven and started with cherubim. He also came in the earth and had Adam. So man is not under angel. Man is independent of angel. But angel serve God. So you have to know, angel are not servant of man also. Angel serve God. Just a man are meant to serve God. That's why you don't have right to command angel. Because they are your servants. Angel is servant of God. They are not your servant. The devil told Jesus, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge." So who give his angel? God give his angel. So who owns the angel? His angel. So angel are God's own. Even the one that they are attached to you to minister to you, your angel. They are his angel. But they gave that angel charge. Okay? My plan for him. Because God has plan for you. From the day you were born, from the day the embryo in your mother's womb started forming. It's clearly by scripture, based on both on the New Testament, the gospel, and in the Judges and the Genesis, that no soul and spirit leave heaven without deployment of an angel. Because you find that when Jacob was supposed to be born, they sent an angel. When Isaac was about to be born, they sent an angel. When Samson was about to be born, they sent an angel. So it's glaring that spirit and soul don't leave heaven without angel. But they are God's angel. Because angels are ministers. They are messengers of God. So I want to believe that souls and spirit, when they are leaving heaven, angel goes with them. But when they are special children, when I say special children, every child has purpose. But there are some children that are born particularly for a distinct purpose. They can sense some other real angel, like Gabriel, come. But that does not mean that if Gabriel brought message of Jesus Christ, message of John, that does not mean that there's no also angel of Jesus that does not come with Gabriel. Because Gabriel is not a personal angel. But there are personal angels to every spirit and every soul. So, immediately a spirit and soul is living, there's an angel also coming with him. And that angel, if he's attached to that spirit and soul, that angel will stay with that soul till that soul will leave that body. And if that soul and that spirit is born again and grow, that soul grow, I feel that that's the angel that we take. Because we saw that, look, I talk about that, about Lazarus. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by angels unto Abraham's bosom. And we know that what they carry is not the body they carry. It's not a parable. Joker was talking about what happened. So if angel came to carry, so what they carry is spirit and soul. So it means that you'll be surprised that sometimes a man may have more than one angel. According to his assignment. And according to your growth. Just like in military, a military colonel, he will definitely have his personal orderly that follow him. And the more you become a colonel, I feel that your orderly will increase. So I've also, by the time his soul is also growing, they may give more angel. You may say, why would they give more angel? Because they know that Satan is interested in soul that is conforming to Christ. And those souls are becoming more expensive. What shall we probably want to get the whole world and lose his soul? You know, even in the world of intelligence, the more classified operations or cover up operation that you have involved, the more your case file is classified, and the more data watch over you in the world of intelligence are more. Yes. I mean, even when you say you have retired, they are still watching you. The intelligence world is watching you because they know that you have covered up secrets that any nation can secretly come to your house when you say you have retired and come to carry you. And put inside Portmanteau to flog you to their country. And what they wanted is to extract informations. So, like this Lazarus soul, though he was poor, he was rich towards God. Not everybody have access to Abraham's bosom. Not every Jew have access to Abraham's bosom. Abraham's bosom is not because you are automatically a Jew, you have access to Abraham's bosom. Just as not everybody have access to the bosom of the Father. Is the John 1:18. Is a begotten that is in the bosom of the Father. So for Lazarus to be in the bosom of Abraham, it shows that he lives by the faith of Abraham. So he shows that righteousness of Abraham was accredited to his soul also. The way Abraham, they credited righteousness because Abraham believed God. So Lazarus also believed. Though he did not have physical things, but he was a man that had access to the bosom. Just like people will be, there's Abraham's bosom, there's also left and right in Abraham. There's a right hand of Abraham. There's a what? There's a left hand of Abraham. And there's a bosom of Abraham. So people will be in all the Jews that lived, that obeyed, all the prophets go to have different side in Abraham. Some will be right, some will be what? On the left. And some will be in the bosom. So they told us one of the place that Lazarus, the man who God helped, that's the meaning of Lazarus, was in Abraham's bosom. So it showed that Lazarus had more than one angel. So the angels of God came and took, they say, carried by the angels of God. So it showed that if angels of God will carry souls of the saints, angel or angels, depending on the soul gradation, the soul growth, the soul development, the soul stature. Don't you think that when they were sending that soul and that spirit also, that angel did not carry them come? If when they die, they put on their body, angel carries them back. Do you think that when they were coming from celestial world, that they didn't also carry them come? So I'm going to tell you that what they call personal angel, I won't be surprised, they follow spirit and soul. They accompany them when they come. That put to Samson, Isaac. So personal angel. And from personal angel, you can grow in having more angel. But we know that what we attract more angel is as a result of soul stature. So if the soul is not developing, if the soul is not getting stature, angel, they won't give you more. It's obedience of souls and growth that attract them. Or that make them to want to come. So we have established that. So I was saying that angels are not man servants. Yes, sir. So it's because of the angels of God. It's God that owns the angel. Yes, sir. But God gave individual. Even a lot of unbelievers are not born again. They have their angel too. Wow. Don't think that it's only Christians that have angels. It's every man. One time, our parents, when they were not born again, they made decision of who they marry. It was angel of God that orchestrated their path, even in their ignorance. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's their angel that orchestrated their path. Right. Except maybe they are so stubborn, yes, that it's not easy to be led or to order and obstruct their path. It's also angel of God that is keeping many people. Yes. If you leave to Satan, Satan wants to keep people. There are more angels than evil spirits. The number of good angels outnumber bad ones. Not 1 to 2. I mean, it's about maybe 1 to 1,000. Because there's something about God. God does things in 1,000. That's the nature of God. When God is doing that, God does not do things in 100. I'm talking about the nature of God. You hear God say, for his mercy is 1,000 generation. That's how God does things. So it's not ratio 1 to 7. It's not ratio 1 to 100. Bad angel to good one is like ratio 1 to 1,000. That is the ratio. There are more good angels than bad ones. They call them in noble company. Angels are in companies. Angels have their company. It's only God that knows their number. He's the one that knows them. He's the one that knows them. When God created them, God created them so plenty. God created them as multitude. If you see the head of angels, they are like ocean. They're like a sea. Like a sea. That you can't see the end. Heaven is bigger than earth. Now, if heaven is bigger than earth, you can be surprised that God will not put scanty beings there. Heaven is bigger than earth. So we can see they are angels of God. He owns them. And they serve him. When Lucifer sinned, according to John 8, man has not been created. So, What Lucifer desire to reign over is not man. Because Lucifer does not think about man. Because he did not know about man. When I said, I shall be like the Most High, it was not over man. It's not over man. What Lucifer saw was sea of head of angels in their companies and classes. So man has not been created. When is sin? Is sin in the beginning? I want you to see that light. And Lucifer was one of, you call it, for that, the anointed people that covered it. You can see when he stretched his wings, how many that he can cover. How many he can cover. Because whose Lucifer was covering was not God. It was not God that was covering. You think it was God that's covering? It can't be God. Because God can't be covered. Yeah. Bible said, he that ride upon the wings of cherubim. God stay on the wings. God is not under. But that are the anointed cherubim that cover it. So God is not. God ride upon. God stay at the tip. When you spread the wings, finish. God stay at the tip of the wing, not on the wings. Tip of it. Because you can't carry God. I can creature carry God. Just at the tip of those wings, massive wings. But despite that life that God created, Satan transgressed, that life does not have rain. Does not have rain. What Satan was looking for, but he has power, he has authority, but not raining. And he has dominion. Because you can have dominion without raining. Like Adam had dominion. But Adam was not reigning. But he had dominion. But he was not reigning. So a man can have power. A man can have authority. But it's not reigning. Reigning is another ball game entirely. To reign is another war. It's another sphere to reign. You can't reign until you have come into abiding life. That is when you move into reigning. The life that Adam had is not abiding one yet. That life was still progressing. You're supposed to keep increasing. Or that life is supposed to keep abounding. You don't reign when you are still abounding. You must have attained fullness of life. Or perfection of life. Completion of the circle. And what comfort if you are having access to the word of God? When you have access to the word of God, the first thing that you are said by the word of God will give you breakthrough to the works of God. You need the word of God to access works of God. And without works of God, you cannot be fruitful. And it is when you are fruitful, and not that you are fruitful, you are bound in fruit, or you bring much more fruit. Then, in bringing much more fruit, your fruit abide. When your fruit is abiding, that's when you say you have attained fullness of life. It is in there they give you crown. Reigning is to have crown. So, you can't reign without crown. You can be a king, but without crown. In Book of Revelation, there are 10 kings, but have not yet have their crown. They have head, but the head does not have crown. So because they don't have crown, the time of their reigning was not yet. So, and they don't crown until you have finished the works. The works will lead you to bring forth fruitfulness. So I can't break through to works without word. I must have plenty of word. I must have plenty of word. So word is a carrier of light and bearer of understanding. Word carry light of the life. But I can't start with the life. I start with the light of the life. Word is a conveyor of light. And word is a giver of understanding. So Lucifer was a prince. That's what he's describing, the prince of Tyre. But he does not have crown. And without crown, you are not reigning. Before you can arrive at abiding life, you need to go through three cycles. The fourth circle is a circle where they commit war to you. And when they were describing this angel of this cherubim in Psalm 103, bless the Lord, this angel that is zealous, actually to the word of his mouth. So they have access to word. They are zealous in strength. Word. They have word and law. So the first thing, you have word. Then from the word, word will deliver light to you. Word will deliver understanding to you. So you have access to light. And you have access to what? To understanding, which is the condiments of the word. You have light. What is light? Light is showing you, is your heart showing you how you should see the way. Light is the giver of the way. Light shows you the way to life. Because every life has its way. Every life has its paths. So sometimes, people will call light, you call it righteousness. The path of righteousness. The way of righteousness. So that is light. So light is the communication of ways. So a man cannot find way. This same principle apply if you are going to have access to be a godly soul and to be a soul that is divine. It's the same principle. They must commit to you for when you're moving for knowledge and they move into the season of the world, which is the breakthrough into light and understanding. Light means you have breakthrough into paths. You have breakthrough into way. There's no way I can find way without light. I cannot find way without understanding. I need light to reveal the way. I need light to reveal the way to my heart. Because light is the one that shows way in the heart. Because the way is not some way. The way should be shown to the heart. The way should be shown to the soul. The way of peace. The way of righteousness. So the way, you start with the way of righteousness. And you climb up in the way of peace when you are learning Christ. It's in the way they give secrets. Or it's in the way they give the law. You don't find the law. The law, which is the covenant, is in the way. When you read Psalm 25, this is the circle. You have word, say word. We give me works. Say word. We give me breakthrough to works. And what I was, light and understanding. Then, with works, I will produce fruits. Without works, there's no fruits. And without fruits, there's no life. It is abundance of fruit bearing that you say life. So you see, what will lead you to works? Works will lead to fruitfulness. Fruits. Fruit leads to life. Colossians 1. For this cause, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. So not for all wisdom is all lights. Because wisdom is light. Because wisdom is portable to direct. I say light give you part of life, way of life. So all wisdom is all light. So you must know the language of epistle. Somebody say all wisdom means all light. Then to give you light. When light shines, light casts away. Or light open up another way. Light open up the mirror or the glass. You can see darkly in the glass. Then you can see another glass, not dark. 2 Corinthians. But James called glass, he called it mirror. So you can see the world is a lamp unto feet, and it's a light unto my path. Your path is not in your physical leg. Your path is in your heart. So there is no way you will find the way. The ways of God are past finding out until light come. So when they talk about the way of the Lord far finding out in Romans chapter 11, they say, how great is the wisdom and understanding. Can you see? Both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgment and his way past finding out. When they talk about way past finding out, they make mention of who have known the mind of the Lord. So our mind is an integral part of the soul. So where ways are to be discovered is in your hearts. So one of the things Satan has done, Satan has buried the way of the Lord. Genesis chapter 6 says, for men are corrupted the way of the Lord. Adam had way to God. As for Genesis 6:3. Man fell in Genesis 3, Abby. Genesis 3, God had to put cherubim, the way to the tree of life, because man has something in him that can still find the way to the tree of life. Oh. There's a tree of life, but man has a way that when he follow it, he will find the tree of life. So he took from Genesis 3 to Genesis 6 for man to corrupt the way of the Lord on the earth, upon the earth. So the way is in this, on the earth. On his heart and his mind. Because why, what's on the earth? Because the first man was on the earth. So there's a way of the Lord on the earth. Yeah. So when God wants man to find the way that became corrupted, or the way that have been destroyed, what God does that God will first of all give you breakthrough to knowledge. Yeah. And after that, when God knows that knowledge has increased, because there's a knowledge that you can add strength to your soul. Your soul needs strength. Because when I say Satan buried the way, Satan did not only corrupt the way, Satan also make another way in the heart. When I say corrupted the way, me, Satan make another way. For they say, way that seemeth good to man. That the way that seemeth good to man is the way he think. Is the way he see things. Is the way he conclude. The way he evaluate. The way he responds to issues. His definitions. His conclusions. His expression, they are all coming from way on his inside. Yes, Satan did not only corrupt the way of the Lord, according to that Genesis. Satan corrupted the way. What does corruption mean? He perverted the way. Yes, he only perverted. He just took the Lord's way and turned it. So that the way he put into man is that this way will always lead to him. Adam does not have rain. That way is supposed to lead him to God. That way is supposed to lead him to God. So Satan corrupted the way. He perverted it. He's an usurper. He usurped the way. He turned the way. And that way, when he turned in so that it can lead to him. All enemy did that. They turned the path. You need path to journey. So they connected it to be path to rain. Rain is not a thing that just arrived there. It's a path to rain. The essence of the word, why God give word, is so that war outside knowledge. When you have acquired knowledge, you need strength. Because a man does not have strength when you give word without knowledge. That clear strength. When they show you paths, you will not be able to do it. Because the path will show you works. Light will show you works. Which are secrets. Because works are secrets. The works that the soul must do. Works are commandments. Works are status. When you hear commandments, when you hear status, those are works that light will show you. Understanding will bring to you. Status are standard that God will leave up. In church, in our work with the Lord, God give commandments. But sometimes it's not commandment. Sometimes they are standard. They are status. Great standard. God lays parameters. Because standard and parameter are often likened to building. When God is building, God is also building you. So there's parameter. Yes, sir. What's parameter? Measurements. Standard are measurements. That sometimes you are keeping commandments. But in that commandment has its measures. Yes, you can be doing a commandment, but you are not measuring up. You are not keeping to the status of it. Commandment is different from status. Status are standard. Those are what you find in works. Then, when you have moved in works, you do what they call that is then in strength, acting unto the word of man. So, word, in word, is where you find commandments. So, commandment, status, they are works. Then, you move into testimony. When you move into testimony, time of testimony is when you start having fruits. God, testimony, another for testimony is witness. When a man has moved from just works, he's moved to fruits. You say that's what has moved into testimony. Because your fruit is your testimony. Like Jesus came to that tree to come and look for fruits. He has a green leaves. But he was deceiving. He does not have, because by thy fruits I know. You shall tell. When you look at Deuteronomy, say, for I have teach you these commandments, these statutes, this testimony, and this judgment. They are not talking about the same thing. They are talking about progression until you are alive already. So when you are in fruits, you are in testimony. When you are alive in life, you are in judgment. Paul called Jesus, when he was talking about in Acts of Apostle, he said, for the key, the prince of life. So to be a prince of life, prince, in Proverbs, prince said, he said, to prince execute judgments. Yes, so until you have arrived alive, how you know that a man has arrived alive, that he's a user of judgments? Yes, why you know him so have arrived as fruits, is that he's a order of testimony. How you know a soul is in works, is that he's a keeper of commandment and standard of God. So, works, say works.
Works.
Fruits.
Fruit.
And say what? Life. So, works should bring to fruit. Colossians said, we grant unto the spirit of wisdom and revelation, be filled with knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Wisdom in light and understanding. Then what do you do with them? That you might walk. What is work? Obedience. You might walk worthy of the law unto all pleasing. There's something happen. When you are pleasing, something happen. Be fruitful. Walk should lead to fruiting. Be fruitful. Season of walks is a season where you are keeping commandments and you are doing status, or you are keeping standard. Something that God is revealing. So when a man is in the season of the world, a man is in the season of the path of life. A man is in the season of the way of life. Or he's in the season of the path of righteousness. He's in the season of the way of peace. When he's in the season of Christ. But when he's in the season of the Father and the Son, a man is in the way everlasting. That's a path of righteousness. Also the way everlasting. There's a way everlasting. I don't pray for fruit bearing. Then Jacob began to talk about prayer in John chapter 15. He attached praying to the Father, and then you receive an answer, and you can pray according to his will. So a man can have arrived and pray, say, pray according to his will.
Okay?
Your prayer is, you have arrived there, is because he connect that thing to, you know, your fruit bearing. Because your season of time of works. Because you must do work and do work and do work. The work must be full. For fruit bearing to happen. You've seen some touches. I've not found your work perfect before me. So you can be doing work, but the work is not coming together. The money that was left over could not finish building. Resource that was available could not finish building. So sometimes, when they give you commandment and show you standard, there are some standard and commandment you waste away. That when the work is supposed to be perfect, the work cannot be perfect.
Yeah.
And the work is supposed to be complete for you to move into being fruitful. You won't see the fruit until the work is perfect. How do you see fruit thing in the sanctuary? Fruit in the sanctuary is the 7 golden candlestick. Where the fruit was on the 7 golden candlestick was on complete work of pure gold. So you must have done work. And work, the work is not one. So when everyone is giving commandment, everyone wants you to do work. Or everyone give you what? Word will show you path.
Yes,
and I said, what you find in the path, that is in the path that you will see commandments. It's in the path that you will find standard that you must obey. Light will come. And understanding will be imparted. They will give you understanding of God's commandment. They will give you understanding of God's standard. A man may not be able to fully to use commandments and use standard until I become fruitful. So, commandment and standards that God is revealing to me, they are resources, they are works. So, when I'm receiving commandment and standard being revealed to me, I'm trying to cultivate a fruit out of myself. So, that's my labor, that's my work at the time. So, that's why it will take light and understanding for me to find commandments, for me to find standard. So, that's why if I don't have word, I just have knowledge. I've not moved my soul into the place of the word. That's the sense of praying. We don't particularly pray for knowledge. When you see this prayer, prayer is to break through into light. That's majorly those prayer. Lord, we get to be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. So, all wisdom in the knowledge of him. Another place, he used one confession that we grant you spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge. That's it, your knowledge. But you need to find a way around the knowledge.
Yeah.
You have knowledge of him. But you need to the wisdom and revelation in the knowledge. Say, inside knowledge. You need to navigate the world of knowledge.
Yeah.
And what must come out of knowledge.
Wow.
This is the wisdom and revelation in the knowledge. That's it. There's a time to gather knowledge.
Yeah.
And then, when I'm having knowledge, after a while, when I've come, I need to start praying. I possibly know that this person has knowledge. Now, we start praying for them, start living in prayer that they will grant them wisdom, which is light and understanding in the knowledge. That's the word that knowledge is pregnant with. But let it bud. Let knowledge open up for war to shine light, for war to impart understanding. So that part into finding commandments and way into finding standard. Status can be fed. Children of Israel, they didn't give them commandment in Egypt. It was in the way of the wilderness. They began to teach them. So they teach in Psalm 119, you will teach commandment in the way. When you read Psalm 119, you teach commandment in the way. You teach me the way of thy status. I will run in the way of thy commandment. I will run in the path of thy status. But, so it is in the way that they will start teaching you. So you can't find the word of the Lord until the word of the Lord brings for light. Light to lighten up here. Everything that Satan has dead, Satan has corrupted. They will start unearthing them. But you need knowledge to have grown for you to fetch the wisdom and revelation or to fill you with the knowledge of his will. That knowledge of his will is greater than just having knowledge of him. Knowledge of his will, that's the knowledge of what pleases him.
Yes.
They need to make a breakthrough in the what pleases him.
Yeah.
In all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That you may walk. That means that what that thing will produce will be light.
Yes, sir.
It will be light. That you might walk. You might walk the path of commandments. You might walk the way of his status. The path, the way of his status. Sometimes you find the path of his status. You find the way of his status. Sometimes you find the path of his commandments. Those things are in Psalm 119. So, this is when you are doing commandment and you are doing status that you say you are walking. Ephesians 2:10, call it this way. Because that part of work is ordained. Say ordained.
Ordained,
ordained means it has been set. You are just walking there. It's ordained that we should walk there. So when God created man, there's something that God put in man that you're supposed to walk in it to arrive in rain. You're supposed to walk in that part until, so it's a walk. So the first thing, when they begin to give you breakthrough in knowledge of his will or his knowledge of him, is that you find light, lighting your soul. to see paths. And when you are in the path, what you should be finding in the path, you should find commandments. You should find standard. You are finding commandment of life. It's not life, but you need to fear the commandment of that life. You need to fear the standard of the life you want. Or the life that they are calling you into. And it's from life to life. But the first life you are being called into is to come and find supernatural life is a life. The life that Holy Ghost wants to give to you. The life in the name of Holy Ghost. Not everything like contact with Holy Ghost will find that life. Though it's your earnest inheritance, but you never receive it. Earnest inheritance is the life. Inheritance is the life. It's the first supernatural life you should live by. So they call that supernatural life, according to Joel chapter 2, he called it former rain moderately. So that former rain moderately, he called it, say, is according to righteousness. Or he called it teacher of righteousness. Or teaching of righteousness. Because he calls some teacher of righteousness. He calls it according to righteousness. Joel 2:23. He called it teacher of righteousness. Not according to righteousness. Teacher of righteousness. So that's what he called former reign Mordecai. Then he now called full former reign according to righteousness. Now it's in accordance to righteousness. But former remodeling is the teacher of righteousness. Something the life that Holy Ghost will teach you, you will need another life to position you to teach you full former reign, which is the life of Christ. So they call supernatural life, teacher of righteousness, where they call godly life as according to righteousness. Then divine life is called lottery. Lottery is the teaching of the Son of God and the Father. Those are lottery. But the promise in Zechariah chapter 12:14 that they will give both of them in the same month. A time is coming in the last day. That means people will learn formally, not modestly, formally. People will learn Christ and the Son of God and the Father in the same month. You'll be teaching it the same month. It's a season where in your teaching, you'll be teaching Christ and the Son of God at the same time. And because people of God have grown that they can receive it the same time. Because until that happens, precious fruit of the earth cannot be produced. So, Zechariah 10 says, I see the Lord in the time of lottery. It's a time of lottery. I think we are already in the time of lottery. The time of lottery is the season of the Father and the Son. So the Lord shall make bright clouds. That is, the assembly, the Lord will put a bright cloud at the assembly. This kind of bright cloud was what Moses happened to Moses on Mount Sinai. Bright cloud. Bright cloud means at that season, they have been taken away. Because bright cloud means they have been taken away. People are no longer dull. The latter day is the time where the Father and the Son is being taught. One of the prayers must be asking, I see the Lord in the time of the latter. So the Lord shall make. So when you begin to ask the Lord, one thing to follow the Lord, the Lord will make a bright cloud. The Lord will take every gloominess. The Lord must deal with gloominess. Gloomy cloud. You will find that gloomy cloud. Dark cloud. Dark understanding. This is a prayer we're supposed to pray. We're supposed to pray. Pray in the morning. Pray in the afternoon. Pray in the night. We ask the Lord, this is, we are in the season of latter-day. This is the season of your Father and the Son. God, give up black cloud. Make black cloud. Make it. The first thing they must do to make a black cloud. They have to make it. In the book of Ecclesiastes, there is a dark cloud that gives water. When the cloud is heavy, it's become dark and cloudy. Darkened cloud is Christ. Because we see darkly through a glass. So cloud are glasses. You behold with cloud. But when you move into the season of the Son of the Father, it must be bright cloud. Because we will open faith, we grow in a crystal clear glass. It's a bright cloud. So you have to ask the Father for it. You can, even in the season of the latter rain, people can be struggling that it is difficult for teachers of the world to teach well. Because there's no bright cloud over the souls of men. It's a season of latter rain, but people are still having dark cloud over them. Or they are still having darkly cloud over them. And what darkly cloud supply? Will really supply former reign, or full former reign, or according to righteousness, which is up, which is at the end of the meat, Hebrew 5. For when you ought to be teachers, you need another man to teach you that would be in the first principle of the oracle of God. And you have need of meat and not meat. For he that uses meat is unskillful in the word of righteousness. For he has not his senses exercised. So when you do commandment, when you do standard, you get your senses exercised. So you must know that what the word will do to you is to bring to you works. Commandments. Standard. You are in the of your works. Works for working. Works for building. So you use commandment to work. You use commandment to build. You use standard to work. You use standard to build. So this golden candlestick, they call it the workmanship. The workmanship of pure gold. I want to use the workmanship. Maybe it's later. And thou shalt make a candlestick of pure gold, of beaten work. Beaten work shall the candle be. His shaft, his branches, his knobs, and his flower shall be the same. The seed branches shall come out of the side of it. Three branches of candlestick out of one side. Three branches of candlestick out of the other side. Three bow men like unto Ammon. That's fruit. So you beat work together. You beat works together. Beating work, beating work, beating work. A big amen. So what will lead to fruitfulness is works. You must be doing works. Works or patience. Patience is a work. Be patient with your brother. Be patient with your sister. As a single lady, be patient with your boss. Be patient with your colleagues. Those are works. Say, God will not forget your labor of love. Your love is works. Your love towards your pastor. Your love towards your brother. Your love towards your bedmates. Your love towards your wife. Your love towards your husband. Submission to God. Those are works. Because those things are tied to commandments. Husband, love your wife. As Christ loved the Lord. Those are commandments. It's a commandment and it's a standard. As Christ loved the church, that is standard. Status. So, it's commandment that leads to standard. Status. Husband, love your wife. It's commandment. As Christ loved the church, that is status. So, it's commandment and status. They set the parameter. You should measure the commandments. Don't just have commandments. Are you measuring the commandments? That's why every commandment must climb us as a standard. A commandment that does not have status is not yet complete. They come to measure the works. They come to check the fruit. And when you're in those two stages, they measure them. They come to measure the works. They come to check the fruit. Because you don't arrive alone. And that you have works. You saw those seven churches. Those seven churches, we are in works. They have not even arrived in fruit. Because the people that are arriving in fruit are the angels of the churches. So all the angels of the churches have arrived as fruit. That's why they are stars. You're supposed to do commandment. As you do commandment, you must know what is this commandment. Because, so that you don't settle too soon. You can be doing a commandment, but you must know what is the status behind this commandment. What are the standards of it? Because every commandment is not just dunking like that. Every commandment has its status. How they have eaved it up. How they have raised it up. So husband, love your wife. Wives, submit yourself unto your husband as unto the Lord. Servants, obey your master as unto the Lord. So they are set up. The way you should obey your master is as the Lord. Not just the one that are believers. Even the one that are not believers. You have to obey them. So they give you commandment and they give you standard status with it. Because you are in the season of works. So that you need to do works and keep doing command. So by keeping command, you are doing works until you will start bringing forth fruits. Because every life starts with you doing commandments and keeping the standard of it. It's possible for someone to be in the church and hear this thing for 15 years and it's not doing works. There are works in Christ. There are works in the Son of God. There are works. These are works. You must do the works if you are going to move into fruiting. It's when you move into fruiting that you said you have arrived and you are beginning to become a witness. Witness are fruit bearer, no works bearer. When you are in the seat of works, you are not a witness. When they start calibrating witness is when you are in fruit. So in fruit, when you are in fruit, when you are in fruit, they said you have moved into a season of testimony. Testimony. So fruits are testimony. What are them? Evidence. They are witnesses of the works. Because fruit will not start showing until you are completing works. You are fulfilling the life cycle of commandment and statute. You are running them. And you are coming to, you run them into the finish. It's not just one work. You do works. Say you beat, when I talk about the work of the shaft, the works of the pipe, when they are discovering. So they are works. And you see, and when they design this work, the works of bowls, the works of knobs, the work of flour. But all this, they are one. You connect them into a piece and they become one. but they give them, but you have to do each of the works. When you see those, each of them are works. But where the fruit is, the fruit, the knobs is the fruit. He said, so you build the knobs like almond fruits. And it's in that almond, the flame, which is a clan. So until you have arrived at work, they won't clan the work. So this is Christ. So candlestick is a Christ being, a perfect man. This work you see, that is man, that is charity being, new man, or new creation. So there are works in Christ, and there are works in the Father and the Son. So when I do works, when I do commandment of Christ, then I move into fruit. So what they describe in Galatians 5 for the fruit of the Spirit is, those are fruits or the love, the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has produced. In Galatians 5, in 1 Corinthians 13, those are fruit, for charity is patient. Charity is long-suffering. Those are fruits. So, when you are in fruits, a big amen. When you are in fruit, you are moved into the season of testimony. But now, 1 Corinthians, I call it, you have the testimony of Christ. So a man can have the testimony of Christ, and a man can have the testimony of God. 1 Corinthians, testimony of Christ. Look at yes, 1 Corinthians 1:6. That in everything, look, that you are enriched by him in all utterance, in all knowledge.
Even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you.
So when they say testimony of Christ is confirmed in you, that means you have fruits. When you say man have testimony of Christ confirmed in him. Testimony of Christ confirmed in me is that we can see that your soul is now bearing fruit. You have done the work and the fruit is showing. Heaven does not say you have testimony when you are just full of leaves. Because you can have leaves. Like that tree has leaves. It is anti-commandment and obeying standard. Nourish your soul and your soul starts showing fruits. That everyone will know that this knowledge of Christ is not confirmed as a testimony inside this man. Because it's a knowledge. But this knowledge is not like a knowledge to you. It's now having fruits. A man may have
patience as works. But that patience is not yet a fruit. When patience is seasonal for you. When patience is seasonal for you, you are in the season of works. You do and you don't do. You do and you don't do. So it's season. And so they calibrate as works that you are here. But when you show that every time you show patience, they say, this man had the fruits. It's an order of testimony. He has a testimony. Because when God is not pleased until you have fruit, that you may walk worthy of the law into all pleasing. You walk worthy unto all pleasing. Works, work. God is pleased. Yes. But God does not start bearing witness about you. It is, can we confirm testimony in him? Yes. Testimony, can we find fruit in him? Yes. And that fruit is not seasonal fruit. It's not a thing that he does today, tomorrow he does not find that fruit. So before you say testimony. So when everyone starts seeing that you are bearing fruit, heaven will start teaching you his testimony. Because the intention of heaven is that fruit should abide. Because you can do fruit that will die away. Because you have to know that your brain food does not mean that there are no enemies. Joker was teaching about enemy. There's enemy. When you escape the way, you can escape the enemy of the way, the bird that steals. But you have to know that there is a stolen that in your tapping root, so that you can bring for food, you can miss some hardness. Say hardness. That's why they ask you to endure hardness. Because some hardness are rock and stone of offense. So you can start bringing food, but your roots need some hardness. You are ready, but you can miss some hardness. Wow. Or sometimes condition may change around you. Sometimes winter in the nature, motive condition change, and tree, have you not seen fruit that wants to start bigger fruit? Suddenly tension change. I've seen mango that was not yet mature. They started getting ripe because of too much sun. You see them, tiny, tiny things like that. They are not, you can't eat them, but some ripen them before their maturity. A man can start showing food bearing, but even in food bearing, there's a life cycle of food bearing. So you have work, life cycle of works. It's not your food bearing. No, have you not seen some purple that they remain small like this? You can't eat them, but it's full of purple fruit. But you know that this is not purple fruit. Even if you take them, if you open them, you just see some of those things, they are white. They couldn't fulfill the cause of their fruit season. So that you start getting fruit does not mean that it's already that your fruit has matured. Because your fruiting to be full, they will teach you his testimony. Either the testimony of Christ is the time where they will start giving you testimony. And the time of giving you testimony is a time what they call the law. It's not the law. Because the law, all the covenant of his testimony and the covenant of his judgment. So you are already bringing fruit, but a man may start bringing fruit, but his fruit might not fully mature. Wait, nature teaches us. If you grow up, you see some mango seed, they are mango fruit, but they are remain tiny. They are not ripe, they are not fully mature. Sometimes some of them even get ripe, they ripe, because some made them ripe. But you know that you can't eat them, because they are not really fruit. You see them tiny like this. So you can see them tiny, they are so along with the flower, but they are not fruit. So that our fruiting can be true fruiting, they start teaching us testimonies. They start giving testimony. They give testimony, they teach us testimony. They teach us testimony. When they are teaching testimony, that in that 1 Corinthians, one thing you find about the things of the testimony, which are the things
of the law, the things of the covenant, is that can you agree fully with God? Can you agree? Can you agree? Can you agree? That where people are bought the fruit of that, because we can't agree all the way. Can we agree? Wow. Testimony is to make up. Can you agree? Because it's of his law. And his law is test, is covenant, testimony, and judgment. Can you agree? Based on some demand that we bring, testimony is connected to blood. Where they want to give you more life, testimony injects you with more life. Injecting your fruit bearing with more life. And you know, I went to go and research. Why does, do you find some of those funny purple fruit that look tiny? You find those mango funny. That why can't they become big? In fact, sometimes you can find out that those one are more than real mango that they come bigger. They are more. Sometimes, in fact, you find them in cluster. They can be like seven of them. All those tiny things. If you mango too, you find them. Why? It's because, what caused that? Because sap, life, feeding was not going into them very well. Every nutrient that they need was not supplied enough. So the bring of more of testimony to the soul is the bringing of life. Showing you secret of God's life. Show you the secret of behind the life of Christ. So that you can abound. Heaven wants you to abound. Yes, sir. No, this same thing happens in children. When children is growing, milk grow them to a level. But after a while, milk can no longer grow them.
Yes, sir.
They have baby fat with breast milk and something. Mm-hmm. But after a while, that same thing that's becoming chubby will start growing me. Don't you are feeding with me. So you might have feed a soul with judgments and status. It did work until staff gave all fruit. If you don't bring testimony to him, when they were teaching testimony in Psalm 132, say, if your children, David, for if thy seed will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them. So when they say children, what is children? Food, or your offspring. Your children there is not your biological children. It's what you are born. So the people that they teach testimony and covenant to are your fruit. Your fruit. You call it the fruit of your body. In that Psalm 32. Even the fruit of your body. The Lord swore in truth unto David. He will not talk on it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon the throne. If thy children, so what is that children? Fruit of thy body is the fruit of thy body. If the fruit of thy body, if thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children also shall sit upon thy throne. So the fruit of thy body, what they teach covenant, what they teach testimony, covenant, judgment to are fruits. What they deliver to you, when you just want to start journeying to work, is they give you word that produces works. So until you starving fruits, say fruits, yes, thy fruits of thy body, the fruit of thy body of thy soul, the fruit of the body of your mind, is then they are ready to be taught judgments. Immediately you start bringing forth fruits or patience. Long suffering. You have right to start asking for testimony. God, come and teach me your testimony. Because Psalm 19 spoke about testimonies. Because what the testimony will do is to begin to give assurance to your fruiting. The testimony of the law is sure. And it's not to make him wise. That's simple. It is to give assurance to your fruiting that you will not cast your young. So they bring testimony to make sure your fruits fully come to maturity.
to make it sure. Because there are opposition against your fruit bearing. What did I say?
There are opposition against my fruit bearing.
Most of them, there are opposition against your fruit bearing. That you are bearing fruit is not enough, my brother. It's not enough. Enough. Do you have food that is sure? And what the husband might be looking for is precious fruit of the earth. And that's what you could see before you can have precious fruit there. They say he will give both former and latter. You could see that he's ready to pour and pour. So when you do works, that you may walk with the Lord to all pleasing, being fruitful. So that you walk with the Lord unto all pleasing, as if you have finished a circle. Yeah. You are pleasing already. God say, wow, I'm pleased with this work. Then be fruitful. You start telling food. Be fruitful in every good works. That the works should start bringing forth fruits. Don't just stay in works. Can those works start bringing forth fruit? God, your fruit is what speak. It's your fruit that call for testimonies. Your fruit should be calling for testimony. God, come and make this fruit sure. So I'm being patient, but this my patience is not enough. Anytime I bid my children make me anger, I still get angry, you know. Because a fruit can be destroyed. What work I want can be destroyed. God, though I'm loving, but I'm seriously that this love, this person is doing something that's about to kill this my love. Because he talk about a church. That church has a work. He said, you are not that cold nor hot. What happened to that work? They have a work. It was a work. It was a long work. He says never caught. So there, something came to dilute the work. It turned work that's about to all. It turned to lukewarm. So a man can be brief off, but you can't tell. So you need testimony to be testimony, so that fruit can be sure. Or so when fruit is sure, when you're okay, yes, this is fruit. Sometimes God can't tell the spirit. Look at me, everybody. God can't tell. Sometimes you are angry and you're hasty. Under the same work, a lady that is in the season of waiting for the Lord, for the work of God in her life, she can be patient, but patience is doing the work of patient. Patience is a work. But she seek other colleague, temporary that finished school from together, that are married and riding a car where she's still doing job and she's not married. She sees them and they went from a colleague of her in university and they happened to meet. Everybody say, what are you doing? What are you doing? And she's going to do over explanation to cover her shame. She's patient, but she is ashamed of the work that's going on in her. Because patience is there, but she's ashamed. So she's trying to explain. I entered one relationship. It didn't work. They didn't ask you. Nobody asked you. Nobody asked you. They didn't ask you. Where do you work? We are just managing, but I'm also doing some business initiative. So that you consider you can present yourself. So to God, really, you are showing fruit of patience. Because you have been patient under that condition. But what you have done, you have diluted that thing. Because God can see that you are ashamed of your state. You are not showing it so that I have confidence and trust in him that I began the good work in me. But when you see a man that's running with life, he's in that condition. When you see a man that's running with life, a man that has starting as a life, that has patience as a life, that man is not ashamed of that condition. Oh, how are you doing? You are married. Oh, I'm so happy for you. Oh, let me see your phone. Wow, you are a pretty baby. Wow. Oh, wow. Look at your wedding. And you didn't invite me. Huh? Wow. Is this your car? Oh, no. Let me come and see your car. He's not talking about himself. No flesh wants to glory. These are why we don't move from works to fruits. And let the fruit move into life. And until life is abiding, they won't command it. Because they don't climb works, they don't climb fruits, they climb abiding fruits, abiding life. Fruit must move into life. Life is nature. When fruits move to life, it means you have a nature. Because you can have fruit, but it's not a nature. So what did they do to fruits? They multiply fruits to become a nature. So how did they multiply fruit life? They multiply fruits. When your fruit is abiding with testimony, they will multiply fruit with judgment to turn to life. So they give fruit. When you're showing to show fruit, they teach you testimony. So that the fruit can abide. When the fruit start abiding, they want to make fruit into life. They multiply with judgments. Because you must have judgments in life before they will clan it. They cannot clan when judgment does not sit in the soul. Because when you have clan, you reign with judgments. A seated judgment. Judgment must sit. So, I've taught life cycle of reigning tonight that you start with works when word come to you. And works, word will lighten you up. Word will show you path. Because it's in the path you find commandment. It's in the way you find status. I said, every commandment must set a bar or standard for you. It's not just I'm keeping commandment. To what effect? To what height is this commandment for? Every commandment must lead to a height. And when you start having, then your works will be pleasing. When your works is pleasing, then you start showing fruits. But God knows that they will only teach the fruit of thy body testimony. Yes, sir. So if you are no longer having fruits or children, wisdom must have had children. Because it's the children of wisdom that is justified. For wisdom is justified by our children. It's the offspring of wisdom. Which is fruit that you are showing. Fruits. Fruit that is showing. Fruit of patience. Fruit of endurance. Fruit of long suffering. Fruit of love. That you show from time to time. So what you need at that season is that you need testimony. Yes, they need to teach testimony. And testimony is the injection of more life to you. Yes, John was teaching a bit to him. They say, if you see a brother that sin is sin. James 5 and 1 John 5. Both of them. James 5. So this James 5 is also 1 John 5. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, this man, he has truth in his inward part, but he still err. He err. That means he's seen the part of truth, but he err from it. He delay. Because of pressure, he should make him to err from truth. And one, convert him. Let him know that he would convert a sinner. So, to James, you are a sinner because you hear from the truth. You have truth in your Bible, you hear from it. When it came for you to walk in truth, you didn't walk in truth because of the manner of how that person behaved to you. Though you are walking truth, so in different, so you hear from truth, you just cut corner and behave in lie. So, this is how apostle calls sinners. This sinner is brethren. Look at it. Let him know that he who converted the sinner from the error. Say error. So error from the truth is error. Error of what? Of his way. So this man is a man of the way. Yes, sir. Yeah, so that works. He's in way. So when you are in way, you can still hear. When you are in fruit, they want to make you sure. Galatians, okay, you no longer air. You can stay put as a tree and keep bearing for fruit. No matter what comes against you, you still remain the same. So he that air from the error of his way, error of his way, shall save a soul from death. So can you say, he starts as air from the truth. But if that brother keeps straying away, he will end in death. He's supposed to be journey. He started on the path to life. Yes. But he has strayed from the way of life and moved into a hair, into error that can take him to death. Yes. So, error of his way, he shall save the soul from the error of his way. Eh? Shall save a soul from death. And shall I. That means if that brother have not converted, there are still multitude of sin. That thing will have happened. He will just keep falling into more sin, more sin, more sin. Instead of it to generate a multitude of righteousness. So you also see. So here, James called to convert. Apostle John called it to pray. In 1 John 5. So he said he told him to pray. Look at it. So if you see a brother overcoming from two. But look at it. If any man sees brother, he will be brethren in James 5. If a man sees brother sin a sin which is not unto death. God, by reason of that, he only heard from the truth. Yeah. So he has not judgmental of sin that's not to lead to death. It's a sin not unto death. It's not the brother, he's continuing working multitude of sin. But he just saw error. That's why you can't say, what concerns my life?
Hey.
You have rights.
Yes, sir.
And it will be wrong for you to see your sister, your brother, do what is wrong. Yeah. And you put your face away. Hey. To you, it's an unrighteousness. Yes. You are a transgressor. Right? You have broken the law of charity.
Yes.
Because the law of charity means that you should convert.
Yeah.
You don't want to convert your brother. Heaven will record it against you. It's against you. Because whosoever sees, say that, church.
Whosoever sees.
It's not a pastor that sees. Any man that sees. If you see, you are committed to do something about it. That's why in the New Testament church, watching over one another is a command. Even that's a commandment for you already. One of the things you should be doing is that you should watch over for each other. Because you know that the more I watch over my brother, the more it's recorded, accounted to me for righteousness. It's a work. It's part of working the work of God. It's part of keeping commandments. It's a commandment. I see the way he behaves to a brother. When it's calmed down, I call him. The way you talk to that guy is not okay. It's not okay. He's my friend. He's my brother. It's not okay. And sometimes I can say, yeah, don't tell him that. So then, okay, you know he's tense. You keep quiet again. You wait. The way you talk to him is not good. You are tense. What happened? Are you stressed? But it's not okay. What happened? You are causing his conscience to be more tender. Because that's why you are trying to work on that conscience. You are working on that conscience. That's what you are doing. You are watering that man. If that water shall be water. So heaven is like you are giving a cup of water to the righteous man. You don't want that righteous man to keep walking error. It's like that. Lord, when did we see you? Since I have done it to the least of my brethren, you have done it to me. It's him you do it. Those are commandments of charity. And they say the reward for that. The reward for that, you assess the right hand. And you will reign. They give you where to reign with. But what you are doing, you are just watching over your brothers. It has see. So oftentimes you say, God, I have not a commandment to keep. By watching over your brother, watching over your sister, you must watch over how are they doing. You must watch over your sister. How is she doing? Put your input towards just your sister. You have your reward for it too. That thing also, God also recorded to you your righteousness. Not that me, I'm growing. I don't care if anybody grow. No, it doesn't work like you are not going to grow. Because if any man sees brother. So your role is to convert. You should convert. You convert. You convert by praying. You convert by encouraging. You convert by what? By calling his attention. Calling your attention. You convert by calling his attention. Don't you see? You have not been. What happened? You have been so tired nowadays. What happened to you? What happened? You have been so tired. When you come to a meeting, you have been tired. You have been distracted. I notice that you are distracted. What happened? Because sometimes your bride is under satanic siege. Because Satan attacks us. Sometimes he can be a fault for the next 2 weeks. Everything that's been taught the church is not entering anywhere.
Yeah.
That person is undergoing condemnation. So that person is undergoing something. His mind is not settled. Those are materials. But that is a commandment for you. Colossians said it. Say, loving one another. Care for one another. Forbear one another. Bearing one another's burden. That thing, your brother, is a burden. You have to bear with him. I'm like, you are fulfilling the law of Christ. And you can't do that. Something will happen to your fruit bearing. Or something will happen to your works. We must know the technology of fruit bearing, gospel. We must know this thing. God must give us wisdom to teach it, so that we will not miss every opportunity to cause our fruit to remain and abide. We will take advantage of everything. You know, some of us, we are not yet like Jesus that know how to gather in the crumbs that remain. Sometimes when you see the crumb, you think that the crumb is nothing, but that crumb can turn to 12 baskets. You know, how many crumbs you can gather by checking up on your brother, checking up on your sister. That thing looks as a crumb, but by the time you gather it, it will turn to 12 baskets. But because we have not been wise unto salvation, we don't know where salvation are hid. So we let those things slip by. We start gathering those crumbs and use it for our food bearing. That's why when I say you move into the season of judgment, those are things when they bless with judgment, you need to see where God comes. Because this thing I'm talking about is a judgment. So in the season of food bearing, when your food is abiding and they want to move you to the place of life, these are things you will be doing. These are the things we're doing. You'll be doing. Sometimes people will ask, your own is more than. Are you Jesus Christ? Are you the owner of the flock? Because you are behaving as if you are the senior pastor. But what brought you to that place is judgment. It's judgment. They are blessed with judgment. And that judgment is a judgment. They bless you. They are blessed with judgment or discern your brother. You just know that if I can be doing this thing, I'll be. I say, sin of judgment is to multiply in life. Judgment is to multiply. He said, for your righteousness is multiplied, and your fruits of your righteousness now abideth. That's how he read that in the book of Psalms. And he quoted it in 2 Corinthians. He was talking about charity, ministering to the saint here. Because when you're doing, you're ministering to the saint. And it's written, he has despised abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth. Remaining is abiding, but it's not only that. It's not only abiding. He said, "Doesn't abide now. He that minister seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase fruits. So they can increase fruits. You are having fruits, but your fruits can still be scanty because you don't know how to gather in things. You don't know opportunity. How you can take opportunities? Take every opportunities." And where you are waiting for one commandment, but the commandment will be given. See that you love one another. And you look for opportunity. What opportunity? We must know how to multiply our fruit. Oh.
Yes, sir.
We must know how to multiply our fruit.
Yes, sir.
So when you begin to see things that are for multiplication, what multiply your fruit is testimony. Testimony multiplies your fruit. Where when you have multiplied your fruit is remaining. Then they will give you judgment to move into life. So it's a man that is in life with judgment that they give crown to him. That's why so they give crown to him. You see, there's a way a priest who design these things. You must be able to see. You must be able to know when you are moving to works, when you are moving from works to fruits, and when you are moving to life. And it's when you are in life that you reign, that you can start reigning. So all these things, they have their work. They have their things attached to them. You must design them very well. This is the protocol in Christ. This is also protocol in the Father and the Son. In your fellowship with the Christ, your fellowship with the Father and the Son, these are spiritual templates. These are how they work those things out. Love can be a work in you, and love can be what? A fruit. Then love can be a life. When love is a life, it's a nature. A man can be walking in love, but it's not a nature. It's not, love is not a nature yet in him. Godliness is a nature. Divine nature is a nature. But you don't just have a nature like that. You say a man start having nature when fruits have become what? That has become life inside of him. I said, the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. So when is the life that you now live? That means you don't have other alternatives. Neither do you fall short of it. There is a life. But before it became a life, it's first of all a work that you undo as commandments and standard. So sometimes you fall, you do. It's still a work. When it moves from work and it starts becoming a fruit, You will know. Oh, the Lord knows when commandment turn to fruit in you. That is, you have done the work, your soul hardly ceases from it. Your soul is already in a distance, already fruit inside of him. Then they will bless you with testimony. So that it can be sure. It can remain. That's like that Corinthians. He said, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that minister sees the soul above minister bread for the world and multiply and increase. So they move into increasing fruit. It's a righteousness, so. But righteousness can be increased into fruit of your righteousness. So it's your righteousness. It's righteousness. His righteousness remain. But his righteousness, he can increase it to fruit. So you can have your righteousness. That's not just a fruit. One thing that when the tree become a fruit, all men will seem to see it. You start calling attention. Just like nobody see a ripe mango that's not torn. So when you know a soul, when you walk, people can say, don't mind him. He's trying to prove that he's spiritual. But when you move from walks to fruits and the fruit is remaining, people don't say, they know, no. This is an honest man. A man that ensures evil. So people know you with it. Because you have done it again. It's not a testimony amongst the brethren. But when you're still in works, people don't know you with it. Just that people can know you with a nature, with a fruit of anger. Also, they will start knowing you with it. That's that time you have arrived at the fruit level. But everyone must bless you with testimony to make it sure, to make it remain. Then, after a while, when it's remaining, they can also bless with judgment to turn into life. When it's alive, it's your nature. It's your nature. That's where God wants to bring us into. You see, you cannot follow through Christianity and you're not always aspiring. There's a new ground to cover. There's a new place to come into. Father Lord, tonight we just thank you. Lord, we thank you for mercy that you have shown to us. Oh Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Son of God, because you are full of mercy. You are so full of grace. I ask for mercy for every one of us, Lord. That you will cause us to be dissatisfied with our present conditions, Lord. All of us will come into a place of dissatisfaction. Amen. You will bless us with spirit of mourning. Amen. We will mourn for our estate, Lord. Amen. We will mourn. You cause us to mourn. Amen. We will mourn. Amen. You will show us great mercy, our Father. Amen. This is the season that you want us to reign in life. You are not just satisfied with us doing works. You don't just want to be a keeper of commandments and status. You are not just coming for us to be a people of fruit alone in every area. But you want us to move to a place where we are alive. Where we are people who have nature. Nature of a new man, charity. Nature of a new man, which is godliness. But much more, you want us to come to where we can have divine nature. Nature of those who have the image of the Son of God. This, you will bless us with our Father. Show us great mercy, Lord. We will not just be here alone, O God. Deceive ourselves, Lord. You make her a doer of the works, oh God. Yeah. That we can be blessed indeed. Yeah. When you do works, you will be blessed indeed. You will be for fruits. Yeah. When we be doer of the work, who is blessed? Lord, you make us be doer of the works. Yeah. That we may be blessed indeed. Yeah. By bringing for fruit, Lord. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Thank you, Father. Honor to your name, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akeo CME Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostuchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.